today's episode of the Mortgage Business Mastery Podcast. I want to talk about getting your process right. Okay, you need to fix your process first before you try and do anything else. And I think as a mortgage broker, a lot of times when people, especially when they speak to me, they'll often ask me, what order should I do it in, Ash? When is the right time to do it? And it's actually pretty simple. When I work with people, what we want to do, if we think about this, we have our marketing first. Then what we have is we have our actual process. Okay, so this is the process that you follow when you are doing the mortgage itself. So how that would work. So pretty much from the moment they are booking through a discovery call. And then we have ongoing. Effectively, ongoing is how you manage the client after they've paid, once they've worked with you, and they're going through. So this is the systems, okay? You've got this is the kind of through line. And the bit that's really important to understand about this is that many people, when they come to me, and if you listen to this podcast, by the way, click on the link in the show notes if you want to see the YouTube. I'm doing a bit of a whiteboard session on this one. But if you look at the process, what many people do, especially when they come to me, is they come in at marketing. And they come in and they're like, I want to find a new way to generate leads. It's all about generating leads. And the issue with this is that they think that at that point, I'm going to find a new different system. We're going to run ads. We're going to have a landing page. I'm going to do reels. I'm going to do all of these things. And this is stuff that when I work with people, we actually focus on this now. And this is something I've learned from working with people. What happens is actually what we really want to be doing is you really want to be focusing on the process first. Because the vast majority of brokers I speak to and the vast majority of brokers out there, in all fairness, don't have a very good structure, especially self-employed mortgage advisors and self-employed mortgage brokers. I don't really know why this is the case, especially if you've ever come from a corporate background. This doesn't really make sense to me. It's a kind of strange one because those corporate backgrounds are incredibly process driven and they deliver an outcome to a client that they pretty much can guarantee the outcome every single time. Connells do this, Countrywide have done this in the past, obviously now they're the same. Just Mortgages, same thing. So they follow this. Just Mortgages Employed, self-employed is a little bit different, but Just Mortgages Employed, they do the similar type of thing. They follow this chain of events, a sequence of events. Now, what's really interesting I find is that then when I go to speak to advisors when they go self-employed, that just gets thrown out the window. That's, don't really need to talk about that anymore. Who really cares about that? That's a big problem. It's a massive problem, in fact, because when you do that, you're then effectively not being able to duplicate the outcome, which means that if you have a client where you close them a big protection deal, for example, if you don't know how you did that, what you said, why they said yes, how are you going to duplicate it? And this is the mistake. And by the way, this is the reason why most mortgage advisors are, self-employed specifically, are spinning their wheels, can't figure out where they're going wrong, is because they haven't got a process in place. A process is the key to success, for sure. This is like beyond anything else. And it's how I was able to write a decent amount of money my first year as an advisor with very small amount of mortgages, but high levels of protection because of this, because I was able to create a process that I wasn't even creating the process. I just followed the process we were given. I just followed it to the T. Kind of lucky because my dad was the guy that wrote the process, so it did help. But process has been a big part of my life and because of that. Now, an example of why you should fix what you should fix first. The reason we should fix our process first is because if you start pumping people into the marketing, so let's say you start putting people into marketing now, and they're all coming into that funnel, and they're going through the system, these clients. So you've got all the social media here, you've got everything you're doing, you've ramped up your output. If your process itself is not working, this whole thing is just going to fall to the wayside. The whole marketing effort is just going to fall flat. And by the way, this is actually, there's a mortgage broker I knew and in the past who had this issue where they ran lots of things all over social media, very well known on social media at the time. And the conversations we kept having was they just kept chucking stuff on the fire, so to speak, in regards to social media, but not fixing the back end of this process of how they were going to maximize, first of all, qualify, maximize output, all of that stuff. This is a few years ago now. And they inevitably just caused themselves a massive headache, a massive problem, because this marketing side of things seems attractive. If you're getting more views, you're getting all the stuff here, more views, all of this thing on the marketing point, which is like the bit that everyone wants, that makes you feel like the business is doing well. But it's actually the process. It is this process point that's going to tell you whether or not you actually did well. And it's the process that's going to make sure that people actually are getting what they pay for. Now, when it comes to this, the other reason why we want to make sure that we focus on process first is that once we've got a nailed client journey, a customer journey, again, another word for a process, that will impact our marketing. That will impact what we say. So if we're talking in our marketing and we're saying, actually, if we've got this system, and then in your videos and in your content and in your downloadable PDFs and in your funnels, whatever it may be that you're using, it's very clear how someone is going to work with you. What's going to happen? You're going to communicate with me. You're going to work with me 2 calls a month, access to me via WhatsApp, 24 hours. This is the stuff that you get. So you get access to me on WhatsApp and, like I said, and calls, and the process is built into what we do. So then when I'm talking in this content right now, I'm able to effectively market what I do. I'm able to say, actually, when we work together, we would work on all three of these things. That is really important. And then the other reason we've got ongoing, so ongoing is once they became a client, okay, once they've signed up. And this, again, is pretty much marketing. The ongoing will just move back into marketing. If you don't know the process, you can't market to them with the ongoing customer contact. So all roads lead back to defining a clear certain operation. Now, if you are somebody that effectively is, I do my mortgages off the back of a cigarette packet, so to speak, you know, the old saying of that, then this is where you're going to lose with this. And by the way, you do you. I'm not telling you that if you want to continue doing this, absolutely fine. But what I am telling you is the ones who are successful and are scaling and are doing things in the new digital space, and not just in the new digital, but this is the same as always happened, they are understanding and nailing their process. That's where it is. So you can listen to this, and some people will listen to this and get triggered and go, Ash, I do it myself. It's all in my head. I don't need that. Each individual client's different, and I respond, that's cool. Each individual one of my clients is different, but we still follow a similar structure. The nuance is in the individuality of them, but it's not, but the structure's the same. First time buyer appointment, by the way, is pretty much the exact same as a purchase appointment, which is pretty much the exact same as a remortgage appointment. There are slight tweaks, minuscule tweaks, and nearly everybody has the same problem, just a version of that problem, but it's still the same problem. And so if you can fix that problem in an automated, but in a very systemized way, then you're going to do really well. This makes your life easier. You'll have better work-life balance. You'll be able to do more stuff. It's a no-brainer. So that's today's episode. It is all about process. Focus on your process first. Get that in order. If you haven't got it in order, honestly, start, because you are missing out massively, because it's like a dominoes effect. It's going to impact everything else that you do.